Country 104 mornings as we bring on Ian Sneddon from Cohen Hiley with our Ask a Lawyer segment. Ian, good morning to you. How's everything going?
Good morning. Things are going well. The days are getting lighter, so I'm in a good mood, actually, for January.
That's good. We love to hear that, Ian. And you know what? We already put out the question this morning with you as a special guest. And if anybody had any burning legal questions, and we did already get some through our text line. So we're just going to jump right into it. If anybody has any more to send our way, feel free to do so. 519-643-1039. If we don't get to them this morning, we save them as always for Ian's next visit with us. But we're going to keep everyone anonymous this morning. Ian, this is the first question we got. It says, I've got a question for Ian. Does your children's godparents need to legally be living in the same province?
The short answer is no. The godparents are a symbolic title. It's not, doesn't have any legal responsibilities. It's more of a moral obligation, I suppose, and a designation. But no, they don't have any legal standing. Which actually comes into play too. If people think that they can appoint the godparents as the parents of the children, if something were to happen to them, that doesn't do it. So they'd have to put it in a will. So good time to do that. And that is a good question, because some people think merely by being godparents, if something happened to the parents, they would take over the kids, and they may have had that agreement, but in a state litigation, that's not the case. You need to have a designation.
I'll be honest. Okay. I completely thought that as well, that if you had someone put down as your godparents, that would be what happened. So good to know, Ian. Here's another one this morning. It says, how would you go about starting to ask for request for child support? We've been separated for more than 3 years. However, I now make a lot less money than him and have been struggling as a single parent. I have tried making it without him, but it has been hard. How do I go about asking for child support?
Okay, so first of all, some people feel guilty or feel like it's a weakness to ask for child support, but even celebrities get child support. We've seen some of those on a couple of shows. We talked about that, a huge amount. But the child support is the right of the child, so you are depriving your child if you don't get child support. How you go about asking for it is normally a conversation, or if you can't speak, then it's a letter, sometimes without a lawyer. And then child support these days is fairly straightforward. There are child support guidelines that say how much is to be paid depending on the payor's income and how many children there are. And
okay.
That can be, you can just Google that. That's one thing that's helpful for.
Okay. And you know what? It seems that is the topic that people want to narrow in on this morning. Hopefully that was helpful for our last texter. We just got another one in with a similar question, but it says, I have been paying child support now for my daughter for 10 years, but I've had no access, even though the court order is supposed to give me 1 week per month. How easy is it to either cancel a support payment or gain my access back, as she now lives 6 hours away?
Okay, so access is now called parenting time, and to gain it back is relatively straightforward, because the court starts from a presumption that children have the right to be have a relationship with both of their parents, even if they are separated. As far as child support goes, though, it's irrelevant whether a parent sees the child frequently or infrequently. There's still child support payable.
Right.
If you have a situation where you're co-parenting and the child's in 50% of the time in each house, there's still child support. It's a set-off as far as paying child support to each other. You don't literally exchange checks. But if one's supposed to pay $300 and the other's supposed to pay $200, then it would be $100 that would be paid. So even in co-parenting, there's child support, but they are two different issues, the parenting time and the child support.
Okay. Before we let you go, Ian, we'll ask you one more question. As always, guys, if you have any more to send to Ian, you can contact him at Cohen Hiley. You can also send us text messages, Facebook messages, and we'll save them for his next visit. But before we let you go, Ian, here's another one. It says, good day, guys. I've got another question. I've been separated since 2015, and all of our housing assets and everything has been separated, but there was no legal divorce that was filed. I now want a legal divorce, and how would you recommend that I do that? Could I do it independently on my own, or should I seek real legal advice?
You know, the advice I normally give is if somebody had a bad tooth and it had to be pulled out, they could probably manage doing it on their own, but better to go to a dentist. And I'd say the same thing when it comes to a divorce. Yes, people can do it on their own, but there are some pitfalls. Relatively speaking, as far as legal fees go, is not tremendously expensive. The government, of course, gets its share. But the claim for divorce until the, I think the 60s or the 70s was, you had to prove adultery or cruelty. And then now on 99% of cases, because the law changed then, you can claim a divorce based on living separate and apart for a year. So there's a year waiting period. I guess it's still a holdover where the court thinks that marriage is a good thing and they want to see if there's any chance that they'll reconcile. But the claim would be for being separate apart for at least a year. And they could do it on their own, but probably better to go to a lawyer to do it.
All right.
Wow. There you have it. Ian, thank you again, as always, for joining us here, our Ask a Lawyer segment. If you have any other questions, please, you can feel free to you had a couple different options there to Google, but you can email Ian. Ian, shoot me the email again, Cohen Hiley, LLP Lawyers. You can email Ian Sneddon at CohenHiley.com, and they'll do whatever they can to help you out. Ian, thank you, as always, for coming on here and joining us.
It's great. Always my pleasure.